I am Abdurrahman Alpha Mega, manager and owner of Hotel Hanrina Khan in Timbuktu. The first Sunday of April arrived the Tuareg's rebellion in Timbuktu. And I know the next morning the Islamic jihadists will arrive. So what I did, before they are coming, in my rooms I have Bibles and Holy Quran. So I take off the Bibles and leave the Holy Quran. And seems like a very surprise that I have a visit on the next morning, Monday, a big team of Islamic jihadists with a black flag come and says, I want to visit my hotel. I say, follow me. So I open about 10 rooms, and each of the rooms I have the Holy Quran. So one of their chief, who I don't know before, have taken the Quran and kissed the Quran in each room and say that, who's the owner of this hotel? I says, I am the owner. He said he thinks this hotel is from Atete, who was the old president of Mali. And I says, no, Atete is just like a guest. When he came here, he pay his room like everyone and then leave in the next morning. And then I have an old man in front of my hotel who lives with his family, who's a very good man, come and check hand of one of the leaders and tell him, Alpha Mega was Muslim before you arrived here. He did a good thing for us. Each Friday he's cooking for us and give it for us, for our family. And then he touched my poles here and said that, continue to do good things and don't leave Timbuktu. I told him that I'm going to leave because I have my family and children who has to go to school. So here everything is closed. He has to leave. And then when they are just want to ride on the car going, one of the interpreters told me, Alpha Mega, you have lucky to have a visit of our chief, who's Mokhtar Ben Mokhtar. And they call it in French, Le Borgne, because he have only one eyes. So they ride on the car and then go. So I went several times to Timbuktu, but the last time was very, very bad. The streets of the city looks like just cemetery. And before you get in town, they have a post control checking point. You have to take off your rings. You have to take off the Islamic bit you have. You have to roll your trousers until up to few centimeters. And the town, everything is closed. The official center office is closed. The bank is closed. The city looks like just cemetery. And by night you can sleep. You always hear machine guns every time on the city. So it's like you are not a safe place. No drink, no smoking, no television, nothing. It's just impossible to live with these people there. The last thing I saw in Timbuktu is really, really hurt me. It's like a people. All people flying, you're just living like a bird who have no destination. So today in Timbuktu, all the people that I know, they're all gone. And they have to restart a new life. They're just like a bird who have no destination. They don't know what to do and what to make. It's very hard. It's very hard for the population of Timbuktu. And if it is not a French intervention, today, we are not talking about Mali anymore. Mali will disappear completely. And we really appreciate the intervention of the French army. And we hope, we believe and we hope, very soon we will go back home and Timbuktu will be the famous town that we know before we leave. And things will be quiet in a place and people will really come back and happy and save almost the life of the people there. We hope.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.